tell you, you just really upset someone. Saying things like, should be in an asylum.
I didn't say that. I just said, if they want to identify as a cat or something, then they're like genuinely unwell.
Then they've gone,
yeah, they're mentally crazy. Unstable.
You were questioning their identity.
No, I wasn't a question. I was just saying about the gender. I didn't say anything about them.
But where did you get this idea from, there's only two genders?
I just think it's my opinion.
That is my opinion.
If I respect their opinion, can't they respect my opinion?
It's just not an opinion.
Yes, it yeah, is.
It's not an opinion you can
have. There's only two people think there's only two genders.
There's only a boy and a girl.
Yes, today. There's no other private part. There's only two.
Gender is not linked to do with the not linked there to the parts that you were born with. Gender is about how you identify, which is what I said right from the very beginning of the lesson.
I just don't agree with that. So why should I have to listen?
Biological sex. There is actually three biological sex because you can be born intersex. You can be born with male and female body parts or hormones.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, there's three. There's not 300.
Doesn't mean.
There's three. I'm talking about biological sex. In terms of gender, there are lots of genders. There is transgender. There is agender. People that don't believe they have a gender at all.
Yeah, but you can't have that.
You can't have that. It's not a law.
It's not a law, but it's our opinion. We just don't agree with it.
If you have a vagina, you're a girl. If you have a penis, you're a boy.
Yeah.
But cisgender is not necessarily the way to be. You were talking about the fact that cisgender is the norm, that you identify with the gender that of the sexual organs that you're born with, yeah. Or you're weird. That's basically what you're saying,
yeah.
Which is really despicable.
How? When it's
if I called my mum right now, my mum would get sad.
If I called my mum, she'd say.
Well, that's very sad as well then.
How is it?
Loads of people agree with that. There's only a small majority of people who actually think that.
And why do you think we have so many problems in the world with homophobia?
Yeah, but that's not homophobia, that's gender.
Yeah.
I'm fine with lesbians and gay people.
Same.
I've got nothing against them.
Same.
But gender is, there is a link between it. And you're saying that people can't change
but they
want to be.
They can't. Unless you get a penis attached. No, I'm not.
You're confusing sex and gender.
No, I'm not, though. Because if you have a vagina, you're a girl. If you have a penis, you're a boy.
Yeah. You can't have a vagina and be a girl. But
gender,
then
unless you get a surgery. Even then, because you've got those genes.
How you identify. How you identify.
Yeah,
it's not an opinion that we're expressing this school.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. And if you don't like it, you need to go to a different school.
So
I'm reporting you to Miss Willis. You need to have a proper educational conversation about equality, diversity and inclusion, because I'm not having that expressed in my lesson. When I'm teaching you about you can be who you want to be, how you identify is up to you.
Everyone else thinks it, they just don't say it because then all this happens.
Maybe because they're polite, maybe they're sensitive.
I haven't said anything in all of the lessons I've been in. It's just because they turned around and started saying something. So I said, how can you identify as a cat when you're a girl?
Well, they're now writing a statement. I would imagine that you'll be asked to write a statement as well.
We will.
Yeah, we will.